I've been running a chabur for many years, and I feel myself qualified for a higher level job, behechle yeshiva. But I see it's all about protection, which I lack. What do I do? This is a good question. Many, many people suffer from this. Obviously, we're talking about somebody who feels that he needs to give off. He can't just continue learning as is. You know, that's also another big issue. What chizik you have to a person that doesn't have the opportunity of the lama, but this person sounds like he needs it. So what do you do? So what's Madame Dovisin is, it's good to say over, that there's a beautiful set of Chuvus HaRashba, of a new set in my home, up the block, that I received as a matana from a certain younger man. Let me tell you the story, what happened with this younger man. And with that, hopefully we'll have a little approach how to deal with this person's problem. This is a Chosher younger man that learned in Kaila like 10 years, and they probed out to get a shtela in the younger grades in the Mir Yeshiva in Brooklyn. And he prepared that block tomorrow that he was going to lean for the boys for about a week or two to make sure he's clawing it. And he went down to the meeting. He did a fantastic parva that the Minali was very, very pleased with his performance and with his ability to control the clears and to this clarity in giving over the material. All that went very well. And he was basically about to sign him in, but as a formality, he thought it's Minaroi that he should bring him to the Mir Rosh Hashiva, that's Al Terab Shmuel, and introduce him and tell him we're hiring him here at the yeshiva to teach this in this grade, the sixth grade, or whatever it was. So he comes to the Mir Rosh Hashiva, and the Mir Rosh Hashiva does his hallmark of starting to talk to the guy and learning. And not on the blot that he was teaching. He was talking to him about what he was learning. At that time, he was learning in Beis Shalom. And the yeshiva, that's when he was learning Ketzon Regel, and he started talking to him in Ketzon Regel, and he was displeased. A few quick exchanges revealed that this guy who was probing out was not able to keep up the conversation, was not able to put up in an oven that was respectable for the Mir Rosh Hashiva. So at that point, the Mir Rosh Hashiva asked him, what's going on? Like, maybe you have to go out in the yeshiva 10 years. Like, why don't you know the thing over here? So the guy says, well, you know, I can do not learn, and these things the kind of questions the yeshiva is asking, I am equipped with that quality answer, but last week or two, I was busy preparing these blots over here in Arkanis. So I was out of case to the regular Memela. Nope. Okay. So the yeshiva says, which building are you learning? Beis Shalom. Yeah? Oh. Okay. Good. I'm good with Gershon Rebbe. He's there in Beis Shalom. At that time, I was learning Beis Shalom. He said, we're going to ask him. If he says you are a Lamdan and you're Mason Nefesh Lateira, then you got the job. If not, then you can't teach by us. Okay, I was not Zeicher to call for the Mir Shiva himself, but he did send a Shliach, somebody from the Mir that was somewhat Arangimisht in Dan Hall, to call me. And that person felt very sheepish about making this call and the whole demand of the Mir Shiva. He was even embarrassed from the Mir Shiva. Like he said, listen, the guy is Zeicher big enough Lamin for the sixth grade. This is Shtusim. You know, like, I don't know what. But the Mir Shiva has a Zach that, Shmeh, you know, so we just need you to say, like, he was almost saying, he didn't say Lehedi, but say it either way, because we need the Rabbi and he's good and this is the whole thing. He didn't say that Lehedi, he didn't have that temerity to do that. Everybody knows what temerity is, or you're getting it from the context. The context is also good, the chutzpah to do it. And this is what he said to me. And I said to him that I got to think that Mir Shiva is 100% right. And Boruch Shebocha Bohem Ube Mishnosom. You cannot take a Rebbe even for a lower grade if he was not Mason Nefesh Lateira, if he's not a Lamdan. Because if he's not a Lamdan, that means that he was never Mason Nefesh learning. That means he's not going to ever give over that to the children. The importance of learning and understanding learning and applying yourself to learning. He's not even going to realize that that's what Yiddishkeit is about. He's going to think Yiddishkeit got more to do with your Yavarmkeit and your Seiris and your Chesed, which are pieces of religion, but that's not the focus. The Mir Rashiv is 100% right. If the guy al nafshu lechos is not going to be chas on anybody else, all of us at one point in our youth had a Rebbe that thought all Yiddishkeit is telling you how big your chup is and how small your chup is and how tight your pants are and how tight they're not. We had those kind of rabbeim, and they were because they never harvested a learning, and they don't know where the heartbeat of the religion is, and that's why they turned us all off with them making the whole deal out of the chup. And the bacher with payas said, "Hasten, Yom Shemayim." The bacher without payas was the calm, the rake was he was hushed and called over that. If anyone found the baseball, it's you, right? Because they came with the Shgahar of the land. But all due respect, the Mirosh, and I said to the Shliach of the Hoshiva, he is 1,000% right. No matter what grade he's teaching, there's no such thing as he's enough of a Lamdan for this age. There's no such thing. But like I say, Baruch Shabbat Abahem, Obe Mishnasim. But the guy is a Lamdan, and his excuse was true. I mean, Taka was spaced out and busy, but he wasn't in my Chabur, he was actually a different Chabur. But I knew of him, and I had spoken to him in learning, so I did vouch for him, and thanks to that, I have this beautiful set. He found out the whole story from the Manal, and you can come enjoy the set of the Chuvah Sarajma. But we were getting to this, that this fellow has been running Chabur for many years, so obviously he's at a high level of learning, and he's qualified for a higher level job, Behechla Yeshiva Zolavisim, that if he goes down and takes a fifth grade job, all his achana and every chabur he said was not lehevel v'rik. That's all being meichem that he is the person that could teach the fifth grade. He could take invest and imbue in the talmidim and emes ha'avos ha'teira. Don't think it all went to waste. He might not be able to say that chabur, and he's going to slaughter a lot of boys if he's going to be busy saying over that chabur. But the madrege that he was kaina, with all his amelis bateira, is 100% going to have expression in the talmidim he's being mimed. So this person, you know, you need the higher up you are go, the more protection you need. The lower you go in the classroom, the less protection you need. So this is what I would suggest to him. He should feel, you know, very comfortable by going to a lower shir, because the mus of a godel bateira teaching it is what gives over the reishim lenetzach, and all his amelis bateira has expression of an andreiv. That's what I would say. I want to just add that one of the good chaverim of the Mira Rosh Hashiva Zatzal, and that's Rebaron Kaiser. I met him on this occasion right when he was fuming. When he walked out of the situation, he was still fuming. So he shared it with me, and that was, it seems as though an enik of his had left a lunch home, and he went into the classroom. At that time, he used to learn in the alumni Bismarck. At that time, the alumni was connected to the whole cheder, to the regular cheder. They were parked over there. So he went into the classroom to bring the lunch in the middle of the class, and he heard the Rebbe. It was in second grade, and the Rebbe was teaching the Rashi, and Rebbe walked out so upset that he stressed the wrong point of the Rashi. Because he's not a Lamdan, he said. He's giving his second grade, needs a Lamdan, okay, yeah, but I'm saying a Lamdan to Leb. And he was giving over and stressing the wrong point of the Rashi, because he's not a Lamdan. So even if you're in second grade, Rabban is saying similar to the Mir Roshiva. These Chaverim are saying a similar thing, but for different reasons. The Mir Roshiva is saying you'll never give over the Ikh and the Kudus Achinach and the Ikh Yiddishkeit. He's saying, the pshat is, Midamzan Alam bin Tulem. I mean, it's not a question of just, you know, for this shtela and that shtela. You don't get anything straight. You don't get a pashta piece of Gemara straight unless you're a real Lamdan. Every Gemara has its intricacies. He's going to have to be a big Lamdan. So a lot of his chaburas will help him know pashta pshat Gemara in a way that's better and clearer and can give it over that way. What is the Nekudah de Gemara? You know, it's Lav Davka that, you know, all his grooming himself on all this level will not have expression, even if he takes a younger Shia. These are the horrors that I have from having been around and heard from the Zikni Yisrael what to say to this person. Otherwise, he obviously knows he could do. I mean, today, anyone who doesn't have a job, the answer is to open up yeshiva and make everybody suffer because you don't have a job. But he obviously is not holding by doing that. You know that somehow, like why you opened up that? Because, you know, like it doesn't have a big time. So I would suggest more that, or he could also move into Rabbonus. The Rabbonus Shishtalis around Lakewood did not go with Protectia. It doesn't make a difference who's Edimura and who's Sunni, why they don't. They go by who could feel the need the most. So there are other venues for his Madrigal Sateira to have expression, even if he doesn't become the first year Ram in Yeshiva Pliny. That's for that. Let's go on to the next.